Hey listeners, do you want to grow in your walk with Christ, but continue to feel bogged down by everyday decisions based on fear and not faith? If you're ready to let go of the fear and experience overflowing joy and peace, then we've got a podcast for you. The Faith Over Fear podcast, hosted by author, speaker, and ministry leader Jennifer Slattery, helps us see different areas of our life where fear has a foothold, and how our identity as children of God can help us move towards faithful and bold living. You can find Faith Over Fear on lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Four Ways to Cultivate a Thankful Attitude, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Are there times in your life when, because of your circumstances, you don't feel like there is any reason to give thanks? If so, you're not alone, especially in a culture of comparisons and one-upmanship. Many people measure their success by their wealth, jobs, popularity, and possessions. Yet Scripture explains how it is God's will for you to be thankful in all circumstances, which means learning to be grateful despite your situation. So if you're having trouble finding reasons to give thanks, but want to follow God's will for your life, how do you go about changing your outlook? Below are four ways to cultivate a thankful attitude. First, present your concerns to God. Instead of focusing on your present situation, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 explains, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Instead of feeling stuck in your circumstances, turn to God and let go of the things weighing you down. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Second, autocorrect your speech. Take time to listen to what you are saying. If you don't like what you hear, revise your words. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4 states, "Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving." Choose to speak words of life rather than trying to mesh in with society's standard of speech. When negative, sarcastic, or critical words come to mind to say or write, replace them with words of gratefulness. Third, let God be your means of contentment, not your surroundings. Although the Apostle Paul spent much time in prison, because of his relationship with God, he learned to be content in whatever his circumstance. Like Paul, look to find your contentment in the faithfulness of God rather than your standing in society. As stated in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" Fourth, live your life for God. Rather than focusing on you, decide to serve God in what you say and do. As Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 encourages, "And whatever you do, whether in words or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." As you seek to serve God, set your mind to seek him as you go about your day. When you do, your outlook will be transformed. Although it will take time, effort, and consistency to redirect your attitude to be grateful in all situations, it will be worth it.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.